Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajunya Mehta with the evening news. Thursday headlines. Akashvani's highly rated Mann Ki Baat completes 11th year. Advisor Temjin Manba inaugurates MSME Promotion Council of India Dimapur branch office. Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Hanok Buchem calls for sustained efforts in clean air campaign. And India conferred with prestigious International Social Security Association Award 2025. And now the news in detail. Akashvani highly rated Prime Minister Narendra Modi's monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat has completed its 11th year today. On the same day in 2014, the first episode of Mann Ki Baat was broadcast on Akashvani on the occasion of Vijaya Dashami. Recently, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has addressed the nation in 126 episodes of the program.
In the 11-year journey of the program, the Prime Minister has touched significant social, cultural, environmental and behavioural issues which have created a positive impact in the country. Mann Ki Baat has become an important platform for interaction between the Prime Minister and the citizens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in an episode, appreciated the listeners of the Mann Ki Baat program, saying the listeners of the program are its real anchors. He added that the long journey of the program has created a garland of stories from across the country.
Mann Ki Baat ke srota hi is karyakram ke असली सूत्रधार है। मन की बात की यात्रा ने एक ऐसी माला तैयार की है जिसमें हर एपिसोड के साथ नई गाथाएं, नए कीर्तिमान, नए व्यक्तित्व जुड़ जाते हैं।
मेरे लिए मन की बात ये एक कार्यक्रम नहीं है, मेरे लिए एक आस्था, पूजा, व्रत है।
Advisor for Transport and Technical Education, Nagaland, Temjin Manba, today inaugurated the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Promotion Council of India, MSMEPCI, Dimapur branch office at Indisan village in Dimapur. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Temjin Manba said that this initiative will serve as a crucial bridge connecting aspiring entrepreneurs, including youth and women from all corners of the state to avail various government schemes. He emphasized that without organizations like the MSMEPCI, the state government alone cannot meet the ambitions of its aspiring youth. The advisor urged young people to use the MSMEPCI Dimapur as a resource to educate themselves on these programs, empowering them to launch self-sustaining ventures that create meaningful employment.
I encourage all the youths to take opportunity of the schemes that the government of India is giving, and through the CI Dimapur chapter, try to get as much knowledge as possible. Educate yourself how to avail all the schemes and start a venture where it will be self-sustaining and self-burdened, gainful employment.
Kohima District Administration and the District Industry Center for Information organized a video reel making competition on the theme Clean Air, Clean Future under the National Clean Air Program. Speaking at the prize distribution ceremony in Kohima today, Deputy Commissioner B. Hanok Buchem called for sustained efforts in making the city air clean. He urged the participants to act as ambassadors of the Clean Air campaign, stressing that the success of such initiatives depends on community participation. A total of 16 participants competed in the reel-making event, with their videos reaching over 3.52 lakh viewers online, successfully amplifying the message of clean and healthy air to a wider audience. India has been conferred upon the prestigious International Social Security Association ISSA Award for Outstanding Achievement in Social Security 2025. Union Minister for Labour and Employment Mansukh Mandaviya received the award at ISSA World Social Security Forum in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. After receiving the award, Dr. Mandaviya said this award is a testament to the efforts of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in ensuring social welfare for every citizen. The minister highlighted the country's robust digital public infrastructure, ensuring efficient last-mile delivery of social security benefits. Being the fifth recipient of this award since its inception, India joins the leading countries across the globe in the field of social protection coverage. Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has brought down tax rate on small cars from 28% to 18% in order to provide relief to consumers. This move will reduce the financial strain on middle-class families that will stimulate the sales of small cars in smaller cities and towns. Meanwhile, the GST Council has reduced tax rate on two-wheelers up to 350cc to 18%, which earlier was the part of 28% tax slab. The tax reduction will not just benefit buyers but will also generate employment opportunities in manufacturing and related sectors. This is Agashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Nagaland State Power Department will be carrying out vegetation clearance and maintenance program of transmission lines under Kohima Transmission Division from October 6 to November 15. Executive Engineer Transmission Division Kohima, Namhil Kate Ziliang, has informed that in this regard, there will be total shutdown of power from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily to facilitate smooth execution of the activity which is unavoidable.
The areas to be affected include Sanis, Bandari, Bhakti, Merapani, Yadima, Notanangami, Pugubotu, Chephobozo, Nu Mirema, Sautanangami, Chozuba, Lalmati, Zubza, and Duilumroy Small Hydro Project. The Executive Engineer Kohima has asked consumers to extend cooperation and bear the inconvenience during the shutdown period. Karhur Akashvani News, Kohima.
Nagaland Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs, K.G. Kenye, recently released a book titled The Leadership Legacy, a profile of the chief ministers of Nagaland published by the Department of Parliamentary Affairs in Kohima. He lauded the department for bringing out the edition, honoring the lives and contributions of the state's chief ministers. The minister said that the profile reflects on the leadership, unity, and resilience that have defined Nagaland's political path and the people-centric policies framed and enacted based on our traditional and customary practices embedded in Article 371A of the Indian Constitution. All India Congress Committee, AICC President and Member of Parliament, Malik Arjun Kharge's scheduled visit to Kohima has been postponed. The AICC President was scheduled to arrive in Kohima on October 7 and hold a public rally at Naga Solidarity Park. A press communique issued by the Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee, NPCC, this afternoon informed that the visit of Mr. Kharge has been postponed on health grounds. The communique added that the NPCC Communication Department will provide further updates on the rescheduled visit. The Nagaland Handloom and Handicrafts Development Corporation, NHHDC Limited, Dimapur, will be organizing a State Handloom Expo Hatkargha Mela at Town Hall in Mokchung District from October 16 to 29. The event is being sponsored by Office of the Development Commissioner Handloom, Ministry of Textiles, New Delhi, cooperative societies, producer companies, self-help groups, federations, apex societies, handloom and handicrafts agencies, and Khadi and Village Industries Commission can apply for participation to the project cell NHHDC Limited, Hafnagarjan, Dimapur, along with necessary details. The last date for submission of application is October 10. India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rain and thunderstorm at many places, with heavy rainfall at isolated places in northeast, including Nagaland, till 9 October. And to wrap up the news, here are the headlines once again. Akashvani's highly rated Man Ki Baat completes 11th year. Advisor Temjan Menba inaugurates MSME Promotion Council of India, Dimapur Branch Office. Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Hanok Buchem calls for sustained efforts in clean air campaign. And India conferred with prestigious International Social Security Association Award 2025. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.